The Latrobe Boxing Club have got a new coach, and Craig Woods, of course, was the coach before that. Big shoes to fill. The new coach is Christy Brownrigg, who joins me now. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning, Martin.
Thanks for your time. Appreciate it. Now, like I said in the intro there, Craig Woods, certainly big shoes to fill. He had a lot of success with Latrobe Boxers, and I understand that you were working with him for a while. You didn't sort of come in cold turkey and have Craig one day and you the next sort of thing.
No, I'd been around at Craig's for probably 12 months, I'd say, just helping out. And then when I was boxing quite a few years back, I trained a bit with Craig. So I sort of know the way he coaches, things like that. And, so I've got big shoes to fill.
Yeah, and you had a reasonable career yourself as a boxer. You won a couple of national titles, didn't you?
So over the years, I won three Australian nationals. So that was good.
And so did you sort of take a break after that, and why did you decide to get back into the sport as a coach?
I took a break. I had my children. I went back to boxing after I had my eldest, won another title, and then I got injured at work. So unfortunately, I had to take a back step from competing and boxing. Boxing gave me so much. So I just wanted to give back to the kids what I learnt through boxing. I just love the sport. So I just wanted to help other kids enjoy it as much as I did.
You mentioned work there, Christy. And for people who don't know, you're a paramedic. So I guess if things get a little bit too willing in the ring, you can patch them up as well.
Hopefully it doesn't get to that. But I do have the skills to be able to patch people up if need be. We try and avoid that, especially at training. But in competition, I guess it's not table tennis. So someone may get a bit of a broken nose or something if they don't duck when they're meant to.
We see a lot of women involved now in soccer, in rugby, in football, in traditional male-dominated sports. It's fair to say that boxing, up until not so long ago, was a very dominated male sport as well. So how have you been accepted by the boxers at Latrobe and other people that maybe look at you twice and go, really, she's the coach?
Yeah, and I tell you what, if it was 10 years ago, they would look twice. But now, as you said, women are getting equal opportunities in sport, whatnot. So there's quite a few women now in Tassie that are boxing coaches, which is great. I think it's going to be evolving sport for women. A lot more women now can go to the Commonwealth Games, go to the Olympic Games, which is great. So, I just think it's fantastic. We've got a few girls boxing down at the club and we're always on the lookout for more women.
And I mentioned in the intro that Craig Woods' big shoes to fill, but some of the success he's had with boxers, I guess it gives the people coming through that you're coaching something to look up to try and get to that level as well.
Well, that's it. And we've also got Luke Woods out at the club, and he's a great role model for kids as well. He's still current champion in the professional field, so... there's a lot of other people that pop in and out of the club that have won national championships, which we can look up to and get advice from, because everyone's got something to offer. There's lots of role models out there that we can all look up to.
You've only been coaching, I think, for about 2 or 3 months there after taking over from Craig, who said he would retire when Luke actually retired as well himself. So it's a nice bit of synergy there for those two. But if you've got any youngsters or beginners that you've got coming through that you think show a lot of potential, can we see the next Luke Woods in the distant future?
Absolutely. We've got a couple that fought on the weekend. They've been training for some time now. Jack Foley had his first fight, and he went awesome. He went really well. A few things to work on, but in every fight, someone's got something to work on. We'll be working with him. Zani, she's another girl. She's 11-year-old. She's got great potential, and there's a few others that have just started training. We've only really opened the gym back up since COVID. So we've got a few there that are training well and really interested in having a bout, but they have to get to a certain level before we actually put them in the ring to compete. We've got a duty of care to the boxers, so you know we'll do everything we can to get them prepared, and hopefully next year we're going to have a nice little team in the Latrobe Boxing Club.
And I guess you'll be looking to host a tournament in the not-too-distant future, because we know in the past they've been very popular, but COVID put an end to all that sort of thing as well, didn't it?
Yeah, it did. Like, I know the tournament on the weekend, that was a first for quite some time.
This was in Launceston last week, yeah?
Yeah. So, and that had a really good turnout. Lots of people come to watch. There was, 13 or 14 fights on for the night. So, really well supported. So, yeah, hopefully next year we could host our own tournament here on the coast.
It's been a while since we've had one. I'm sure you'd have it as a sellout. So anyone listening to this for the first time that may want to get involved in boxing, how do they get in touch with the Latrobe Boxing Club and yourself?
So the best way is through Facebook. So send us a message on Facebook, and we'll try and cater for everyone. But at the moment, the facilities that we're at are just a little bit small, so we're on the lookout for a bigger gym. In La Trobe area. So watch this space. Hopefully we can get something happening and be able to cater for more youth coming through and adults that want to learn. So, we're just on the lookout at the moment.
Terrific. Christy, congratulations again on your appointment as coach of the La Trobe Boxing Club, and good luck with the boxers you've got coming through, and thank you for your time this morning.
Great, thank you.